Islam in daily life.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Islam in Daily Life, which is prepared by Dr. Sayyid Ali Nabi. The real goal of man, the best of all God's creation, is according to the Quran, the assimilation of divine attributes. These attributes include goodness, truthfulness, justice, forgiveness, and virtuous personal conduct and social behavior. In fact, the ethical code of Islam provides all-embracing rules of life, establishing and precisely formulating the duties of man, not only towards his Creator, but towards himself and towards his fellow beings. Islam does not teach that anyone should renounce this world in order to get salvation, nor does it prescribe any form of undue austerity for spiritual purification. On the contrary, there is complete coordination of the spiritual and material aspects of human life. Islam offers the practical ethical code and demands a righteousness well within the realm of practicability. The Holy Quran therefore teaches us, "Do not forget your part of the world, and do good to others as Allah has done good to you." Surah 28, verse 77. Islam disapproves of pure monasticism. The Quran says, "But monasticism they invented, we ordained it not for them." Surah 57, verse 27. This means that all habits of life and thought which take people away from their rightful social, economic, and political responsibilities are opposed to Islam. The great companions of the Holy Prophet, who followed the footsteps of their master, did not stop with fasts and prayers or sacrifices alone. They led an active life. They fought wars to defend their faith whenever necessary. They arranged their economic affairs. They made and carried out international policies. They were keenly interested in their fellow beings, and they watched the behavior of their rulers carefully to see how they were conducting the political, social, and economic affairs of their country. This was in accordance with the Quranic injunction. There should be a group among you who should call men to virtuous conduct and prevent them from evil doing. Surah 3, verse 103. The Quran contains several passages of legislation on the moral teachings. The children owe a great deal to their parents. They are not only nourished, fed, and educated by their parents, but also inherit their intelligence and all their natural abilities from them. Therefore, after the duty towards one's creator and religion, the first duty of a man or woman is towards the parents. The Quran says, "Thy Lord has decreed that ye worship none except him, and that ye show kindness to parents. If one of them or both of them attain old age with thee, say not fie unto them, nor repulse them, but speak unto them kind words, and lower unto them the wings of submission through mercy, and say, My Lord, have mercy on them both as they did care for me when I was little." Surah 17, verses 23 and 24. In another passage, the Holy Quran says, "Say, Come, I will recite unto you that which your Lord hath made sacred duty for you, that you ascribe nothing as partner unto him, that you do good to parents, and that you slay not your children because of penury. We provide for you and for them, and approach not indecencies, whether open or concealed. And you slay not the life which Allah hath made sacred, save in the course of justice. This he hath commanded you, in order that you may discern." Surah 6, verse 152. Although there occur repeated passages in which Allah enjoins on everyone to show kindness to one's parents, obedience and faithfulness to God is of greater importance than even filial duty. While the Holy Quran lays great stress upon one's duty to honor and obey one's parents, still, can this only be expected in what is reasonable and consonant with one's duty to God? The Quran says, "And we have enjoined on man's kindness unto parents, but if they strive to make thee join with me that of which thou hast no knowledge, then obey them not. Unto me is your return, and I shall tell you what ye used to do." Surah 29, verse 8. There is another passage in Surah Luqman admonishing the believers to respect their parents. "And we have enjoined upon man concerning his parents. His mother beareth him in hardship upon hardship, and his weaning is in 2 years. Give thanks unto me and unto thy parents. Unto me is the goal." Surah 31, verse 14. The above verses discuss the difficulty with which a mother bears a child in her womb and feeds him on her blood. Speaking broadly, the fetus lives on the blood of its mother very much in the same way as all the tissues of any animal live on the blood of the body of which they are the parts. From beginning to end, the process of reproduction is bound up with sacrifice. Throughout the period of pregnancy, there is hardship after hardship, especially as the period of pregnancy advances. One should be thankful to Allah, the Creator, and the parents for undergoing hardship in bearing and nourishing the child. The combining of parents with God Himself, insofar as the rendering of service is concerned, indicates the extreme importance that filial duty has in Islam. And with this, we come to the end of this edition of Islam in Daily Life. Islam in Daily Life is prepared each week by Dr. Saeed Ali Nabi.
Islam in Daily Life.